One caravan's on the mountains, one caravan's from the sea, one caravan's made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One caravan's from the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one caravan. One caravan heals the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight, right here around the world on WWRB 3.185 Clear Channel, the transmitting jewel of the South. We're glad to have you in here. Got a great program, part two of the Deep Things, as we continue in the express of the hidden words when they were recorded in the beginning. And tonight we're dealing with the six-day creation. Going to get into the boundaries set by divinely inspiration for a reason. We're going to tell you what it is tonight. And through, if you will, the mistranslations of the Bible. Now we're going to go to and going to start in the 17th chapter of the book of Acts. Therefore, the one whom you worship without knowing him, I proclaim unto you, Paul, standing his ground on Mars Hill. You know, sometimes you have to stand your ground, because the devil who resists you, he's your enemy, always trying to stir up trouble and things of this nature. And boy, he stirred a lot up in this day when Paul stood on Mars Hill. Look how the people were just as confused in this day, or that day, as they are in this day. There's no difference. The expressed recorded that when God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, kind after kind. God who made the world and everything in it, he is the eternal of heaven and earth. He himself does not dwell in temples made with hands, nor is he worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, since he gives to all life, listen to this now, to all life, breath and all things, and He has made from one blood every nation of man to dwell on all the face of the earth, and has determined their pre-appointed times and the boundaries of their habitation. Now, there's something wrong with this verse. Verse 26, question. In the original text, and I've got to make a point on this because this is part of what I'm trying to teach you, kind after kind, and their habitation boundaries. Notice this. He hath made from one blood. Is that scripture? Is that in italics? Well, yes. The word blood has been added. He hath made one creation, not one blood, and given life to everything from one blood. That's not true. There's where reading the Bible and hidden words make such an impact upon your foundational belief. You can believe a lie and be damned. You can be deceived. You can be, what's the scripture? Yahweh Himself can send you a strong delusion to believe a lie and be damned. And for the divinely set barriers that we're going to talk about tonight, these pre-appointed. Now, He made man. He made the beast of the field. And then He made Adam. Now, there's three different types of species right there. Man in the image and likeness. Upright. The beast of the field. Upright. And Satan, that's two, and then Adam, upright. And then Satan made a creature. Now the Bible says, it distinctively says, that Satan was a little bit wiser than the beasts of the field. Just a little bit now. Not a whole lot. But he deceived, you know, the one that he wanted to deceive was not the beast of the field. He was already superior. It was not man, the image of man, made in the image of the gods, the creators. And it was a special man. It wasn't the six-day man. Of course, it wasn't the seventh-day man because the creation work had ended on the seventh day. Do you agree? He rested on the seventh day, and we have what is called on the seventh day, we have basically, we have what is known as the six-day man. Okay, Randy, just give me a word. We're on the internet, but we're not on. We're on the shortwave, but we're not on the internet. Okay, well, we'll just take what we got there, Randy, and go with it. Praise Yahweh. Thank you. Now, notice from this scenario. Now, we've just been informed that we're not transmitting on internet. Especially in Randy's, it could be Randy's server down. We're going to continue on because we are on shortwave, praise Yahweh. Now, notice this. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created. In the day that Yahweh made the earth and the heavens, before any plant of the field was in the earth and before any herb of the field had grown. For Yahweh had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. Now, this is in chapter 2 after hearing 126 and 127 that God created man and the beast of the field. These are the two species that we're talking about here. And they existed before there was any plants in the ground. Yahweh had not caused it to rain. Hello. Praise Yahweh.
Yep, you're on the internet.
Thank you, bro. Okay. Now, that's another brother that just called in. We are on the internet, so it must be Randy's his server. Sometimes it acts up a little bit. So we're going to proceed. All's well. Praise Yahweh. And before any plant of the field was in the earth, and before any herb of the field had grown, for Yahweh had not caused it to rain upon the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. But a mist went up and watered it. And so then, we have what is called a stoppage, a cessation. The development of the heavens and earth, and the beast of the field, and man was made, and yet there wasn't an Adam. Rest, the eternal rest. Take heed lest you have any doubt to enter into his rest. These scriptures of Revelation are part of the process of getting spiritual rest. You may not believe that, but if you're confused about when to rest and about who it is that has to rest properly, and that the rest of the people have ears to hear and can't hear, eyes to see and can't see, and those who have been purposely deceived with a strong delusion. Now, who would do something like that? Well, we find here that Yahweh would do that. Now, let me read you a verse of Scripture here in 3 and 1, because I'm picking out the special Scriptures to indicate that there is a difference of creations, and it's not all one blood. Now, the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. The serpent. Well, you know, a serpent, would he fit into the beast category? Says he was more cunning than any beast of the field, which Yahweh had made. Now, that means that the beasts of the field were pretty smart. And we expressed last night in the message that a beast had hands, a beast had 2 feet. A beast could be hard to work. The gardens and the vineyards and things of this nature should be left to man and the beast. Not Adam, but man and beast. The perpetual seventh year would rest, just like God rested from his labor. And when he rested for those to eat and express themselves, remember, the seventh year is a rest, and yet there's no Adam. Adam is not involved in this course of time. We find that the serpent had said to the woman, "Hath God said indeed that you should not eat of the tree of the garden?" Now here, the serpent knows by his tricks that he is fixing to break the barriers, and he's going to try, just like the translators have tried to put in here, that God made of every nation, verse 26, that God hath made of one blood every nation. That's not true. Kind after kind resorts back to the four types of humanity or the four types of species, or the four different types of kind after kind that come out of the garden. We have man, we have the beast of the field, then we have the serpent. We got three types here. And then the eighth day, we've got Adam. Well, the serpent was in the garden, and so was man, and so was the beast of the field. Now we have Adam introduced the eighth day, and now we're complete here. We got four different species. We got man, which is in the likeness and the image. We got the beast of the field, which is in the likeness and the image. And then we've got Adam, that is the likeness and image. You know, there's a difference. Not in the likeness, but is the likeness and the image. Adam is the son of Yahweh. Bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. So was Eve, the weaker vessel. And that's when the serpent, very cunning, went to work. Now we've got the serpent trying to mix or trying to create Acts 17:26 to bring about the fusing of all of the blood types in the earth and to make them prosper on earth. Now, why would he want to do that? So that he could delay the inevitable for him. Remember, he was cursed. And on his belly he would go. Now that's indicating that he will fall back to the dust. He is the progenitor, or he is the prototype of all the flesh men. He got the first image of himself, of the tree of good and evil. This was put upon man. Man had to bear the sin of the fall. However, in the course of time, Yahweh had made these boundaries. He had made these boundaries for a reason. They were set in the course of time that the Creator, who brought a chain of biological and physiological developments up on earth, leading to dire physical and spiritual eventualities. One consequence today is that the beast of the field aspires to wrestle a place for themselves in someone else's domain. We got man. You see these invading nations. Let's go to the African continent, and we have a species there. We had a boundary. We go to the far east, where Cain went to, and we have boundaries. So now we've got the beast of the field and man. Now that leaves two more races, if you will. One of these races is the Adam, the Caucasian race. Now, he's got a boundary, but through his disobedience, he is removed. He was somewhere between the east and the west. His route of chosen route was to go west. In 721 B.C., quite a few years ago, this Adam man, the Caucasian, he migrated into Europe, the British Isles, and all points north and west, finally to America. This is a wilderness country here. And here, he makes his own domain. Now, we know that men who have risen up certain real men who have rallied, if you will, or inspired or instigated a plan from an agenda of the serpent. Now, this man, this serpent, remember, he got a seed in the garden, and it was driven out. Man was driven out. The beast of the field was driven out. And Adam. Now, here we got a dilemma. There is, if you will, a divinely set boundary between these purposely, and yet in the age, if you will, of navigation, boats, and you'll be surprised how some of the people got here and for what purpose that they were brought here. If you understand the hidden things and the things that could be hidden from you, there is a reason why that we have this particular melting pot cultivating here in America, where we now lead the world in miscegenation and lewd acts and ungodly lifestyles, morals broken down. We have these aspirations that urge us to violent breakdown, social breakdowns. We don't care how we get it, because there is someone behind these upheavals and these uprisings and these moral decays that we're having. Someone is urging these on so that there can be a one blood infused, miscegenated population. They're working on it, ladies and gentlemen, and they are achieving, as in the book of Jude, it describes the defection of angels, whom the Apostle Peter says sinned before God, and they are therefore reserved unto judgment. Jude says they kept not their first estate. In other words, they left their habitation, their natural boundaries, and invaded other boundaries, entering to marry and to mix and to mingle, led by, of all things, the disobedient angels who set examples, who conjured up visions and aspirations of man being different bloods. Now why? So he could control him. You see, the original Adam was to be, again, a blessing to all of the other kind after kinds, to lead by example, to promote righteousness and holiness, without which no man shall see Yahweh. And instead of keeping the estate, they left their first estate. In other words, they left their own habitation. And they invaded. And they begin to mix and to marry and to mingle, until Yahweh saw that Noah, an Adamite, was the only man with his three sons and their three wives, and his wife made eight souls, were righteously, genetically perfect in original state. Now, they just about had, through the breakdown of the barriers, when they begin to flood in and surround the sons of Adam, who had dwindled down to eight in genetic blood that had not fused with another kind, after kind, which was forbidden. And yet the other races growed so fast and so evil with the help and the aid of the fallen angels, who had in mind to bring about this chessboard move, a major move, to mingle the blood and hide their own genetics and their own offspring and their own ability to produce as they descended to a lower plane. And now we have all these bloods ascending to higher planes in other territories other than their own. Now, do you know of anybody that helped those who were in the African planes to come over on ships? Have you ever read the history of those who were in the slave trade business? These are the very people that are deceiving the world. They've hid their plans well and fused the bloods together to the point where we're almost in the days of Noah once again, where we will pay a tremendous price and Yahweh will extract. Remember, you're going to reap what you sow. Yahweh is going to kill these offspring as he did in Genesis in the flood of Noah when they began to converge in these one place where they invaded the territory called First Estate. The angels left their estate. The beast of the field left his estate. Man left his estate. And Adam was left at the mercy of the genetic mutilation of his own blood and having loved it. You see, Israelites, or the sons of Adam, I might add, are so prone to sin, they're stubborn, they're hard-headed, they always want to rebel. And Satan, who is here to oblige, to see that first estate of the Adamites was invaded and overrun with not only his own kind, the angels that rebelled and left their heavenly estate, they came down and they started mating and sowing the tares among the wheat. Now, if you go to the 13th chapter, where we'll eventually wind up, I was talking to a brother and sister today, and we were talking about this chapter that climaxes in the end into four different parables that Yahweh described. One of those parables was that the sons of Yahweh went to sleep at the wheel. They didn't guard the genetic hen house, so to speak. And the foxes, or the tares, or the sowers, or the mutilators, spared not the flock and came in and mated, genetically modified, if you will, the original sons of Adam, the eighth-day man, the eighth-day creation. Now, I know a lot of people believe that the eighth-day Adam was the same as the six-day Adam, and that's not true. There was no six-day Adam. We have again, I'll go over this again one more time so you'll get it. Adam had not been introduced as a species into the earth with a boundary. When he was turned out of the fifth dimension, that's the spiritual dimension, where this was just nothing more than an incubator for the trial, Yahweh made man in his image. He made the beast of the field in his image. Satan was already created, and there was no iniquity found in him at that time. And then, finally, the eighth-day man came about. And now we have the complete picture with, if you will, we have these natural spheres or boundaries, they are divinely inspired, and we're told to stay in them. Natural habitats. If everyone stays in his natural habitat, there will be peace. But the illegal encroachment upon forbidden areas are now being assaulted in an effort to obtain rights which were not given to these others as was given to Adam. Adam had a specific, the beast of the field didn't have a command to rule. Neither did man. He had no command to rule. Adam, the eighth day man, had the command. Satan didn't have a command to rule. He was to watch. He was a watcher. By watching, peeping, if you would, became a perverted peeping Tom. Peeping into the genetic future of man, he saw a way with encroachment, first by his angels, sowing the tares, while Adam and his kind slept. Satan come. I don't know, he might have been taking an evening nap when Eve was out walking. We do know that Adam was not in the picture. That represents that the strong part of the union between male and female, male being stronger, Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. There's a long history here of encroachment upon, it's actually a more like an assault. As we wind down in the genetic wars, this disastrous produce that we're producing, which is miscegenation, is going to be the ruin and the downfall, and every major empire has failed through crossing the boundaries. It's disastrous for both the beast of the field and the white Caucasian race and the Asiatics, man, and it will prove disastrous for Satan and his angels as they promote the blood types being mingled together so that Acts 17:26 can become a reality instead of a fiction. It's fiction right now. But Satan is working to make it a miracle transformation of the seed as encroachment of every boundary, and the mixing of the races is the assault that Satan, his last final battle, will encourage this and promote it. And today we have this activity assigned to each race. And there is going to be some disastrous results. Now, many Christians' failure to rightly divide the word and analyze the meaning of the descriptive language used in designating these different varying races apart from the Adam man, which is the main key to understanding that which has been lost. The knowledge of the true origin of the races will resolve the present racial dilemma and halt the trend to integrate those whom the Bible definitely teaches must remain racially apart or separate, or as the Scripture said, you are a holy set-apart people. I know this sounds like it's awful, but for the sake of all of what Yahweh made kind after kind, so that it can remain aware of its true identity and stay true to its genetics, what it was made wonderful, it was made good. There's not to be any animosity. But someone has come in and stirred up the pot with interracial overtones, encouraging it, promoting it, and flashing it on television, teaching it in schools, force busing to have all of these accepted as blood fused together from kind after kind, which actually destroys, if you will, the originality. Can you see that? We're falling for a lie. When Yahweh brought Abraham to the point to offer up Isaac upon the altar, Yahweh accepted the dedication, and Isaac's descendants, later called Israel and now known as the Celtic or the Celtic, Anglo-Saxon, Germanic, Scandinavian, and kindred peoples, or the Caucasians. But not all Caucasians are in the mix, but because of the three sons that survived the flood, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. It was Shem and his descendants who would gain favor with Isaac being an offspring, according to the 21st chapter of the book of Genesis. Yahweh directly played a role in the birth of Isaac. He did something to Sarah, and she conceived when she was 100 years old. Now that 100 could identify with oneness. Yahweh is one. When he overshadowed Mary, he was one. He didn't get two. He created himself a body. In the beginning was that body who was to come into the world, and the world would know him not. It would change the oneness of the aspect of the serpent basher. Yahweh came to actually put the death nail, drive it through the head of the serpent. In other words, to kill its offspring. David said to dash their head. That's the serpent head. That's the serpent seed. That's the illicit seed. That's the miscegenated seed. That's, he's going to kill them with death. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be in the coming of the Son of Man. Straight is the way, and narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it, that will survive. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the good of all races. To stay pure. The blacks, preachers, bless them, who have preached and warned their people of the plan to miscegenate and destroy even them as they change their natural genetics and mix their blood, infuse it together with other races. The boundaries have been overrun and assaulted. And when we have this originality destroyed, then the end will come. Now let me remind you one more time. We're heading on a fast track to destruction. With the assault on the boundaries, tearing down the boundaries, melting the seed that I've spoke about here in this series, when they fuse together and genetically alter each other by participating in mixtures, they will change the genetics of the original, which has to answer to Yahweh. A manser or a bastard will not enter the congregation. He'll kill their children with death. And so then, we are destroying each other by crossing the boundaries to mate with each other, to change our originality blood types. And regardless of what you think, we're not all made from the same blood. It's impossible for a Asiatic, let's say a Chinese or a Japanese or a Korean, all Asiatic blood, it's impossible for them, if they are original, their blood is pure, to lay down and get a black child. It's not possible with original. we're made to believe that different areas turned us yellow and turned us black, pigmentation and certain ingredients of the weather and the sun and stuff like that. That's bull. We know better than that. The average first grader knows better than that. That's not true. We've been made to believe by the changing or the hiding, if you will, or the wrong words in that I'm talking about here tonight. In this series, we've been on this series for over 2 weeks. This is a continuation of hidden words and deep things. And tonight we're on the issue of boundaries. Do not cross boundaries. Do not genetically let the black man marry into the white race. Because when he does, he alters his genes and he destroys his originality. He's doing an injustice to his original purpose that Yahweh created him for. Likewise with the Asiatic. Likewise with the white. Likewise with the serpent who is mated to fuse together. He's the instigator. There has to be someone to stir the pot of humanity. And Satan has done a good job. And I'll tell you why that he's violated this divine design. Because if he can hide his genetics and impart them and create a subspecies that will rule the earth, he thinks that he's hiding behind these genetics, and when the Calvary comes to take him to where he's going, to the deep, to the lake, to be destroyed with all of those who have been deceived by him, and the greatest deception on earth is crossing the boundaries or crossing the genetic lines and fusing together and altering the original purpose of Yahweh and creating a substandard species like the snake. Yahweh cast him down in a type set upon his belly he should go. In other words, his seed is going back to the dust. It ain't going to make it. Now, the eternal ones who were created in the beginning and lost their estate, these are the ones that Yahweh will deal with. But the seed that they produce will go back to the earth as natural fertilizer. Those who have been lured across the boundary to participate in this hidden cause by hidden words. The word blood was added in 26 Acts 17. Added. Don't say that we were all one blood. That's an add-on by the lion translators, the lion translators, to deceive you, to give you a comfort. Oh, we're all one anyway. There's no such thing as originality. God made us all to wad up like a bunch of snakes. See, that's a snake mentality. You take all kinds of species of natural serpent, throw them in a serpent pit, and they'll all wad up together to stay one. Have no respect for each other. A bluebird will not wad up with a red bird. They guard their boundaries. Their genetic boundaries are never violated unless man, who has stooped to lowness, lower than a whale, if you will. It's awful what we've done with our original place and boundary, and we've become victim, if you will, of these things that ought not to be. Our role is to remain pure, but we have been encouraged. The television makes it look so good, and if you watch, they've got some popular shows on now that encourage this race mixing. They promote it. There's someone behind it. It's an evil, low-belly serpent that's behind all this. That's doing this, that is becoming insurmountable obstacles that hinder the acceptance of the Orthodox position concerning the account of creation and the six-day creation. We need to know that as far as the creation of man is concerned, the endeavor to apostolate a common origin or parenthood for both the white, the black, as well as other colors, the Asiatics, and all that which is in between because of crossing boundaries, go to India. The Indian is not a black man per se. They're dark, they're mixed, they're mingled, the crossing of boundaries. Go to China. Today they are now opening their borders. And now miscegenation is happening. They don't approve of it. Give them credit. These are smart people. The Asiatics are very smart. They're man. They're made in Yahweh's image, Genesis 6. Adam didn't have to learn anything. He already knew he was a God-man. He didn't have to be made. He was already made. He just had to have a suit of flesh to walk in. We have an inward man and an outward man. This man is far superior, but he's easy deceived. He's got a conscience. He feels for all this that's going on. People starving. We got enough food. The United States has got enough food to feed the world. And yet, thousands and thousands and thousands of little children go to bed every night with their belly swelled up from starvation. You think that they care? You think the government who could feed? You think the power companies could quit being greedy and go out of business? They could provide warmth for us all over the world. Nobody would have to shiver and freeze. Now we've got old people that are dying for lack of warmth through this extreme change of weather that we're having, particularly in places where it's not been cold. For instance, Florida, the frost line is gradually moving south. The thaw line is moving north. It's strange. The current Gulf waters are now going in opposite direction to, instead of being warm to bring warmth to Europe, we are opposite. The waters are getting colder and it's bringing devastating weather changes in Europe. And we are now ourselves in the Americas. We are going through a metamorphical change. Gradually, we're changing the boundary lines. And for this, Yahweh is not pleased, and we are shaking the basic spiritual fundamental foundations of what this earth was created upon. And Yahweh saw it was good, kind after kind. And today, we're opposing a number of problems which defy a solution, even by those who could. They're not working on it. The basic characteristics of setting each race apart by itself, which cannot be satisfactorily explained unless the fallacy of a common origin is admitted. There is a fallacy of a common origin. There is, in fact, no other logical explanation for the divergences encountered in specific instances as we now find through research, as we look deeply into the subject, and now we're now both black, yellow, white, are now beginning to see the error of their ways. The black preachers are preaching against it. The yellow preachers are preaching against it to their people. And the white preachers are all joining. They're the last to see. They're the last to smell the coffee. There is a remnant that are holding on to truth, while the rest of the people are being deceived because they will not confess a fallacy of a common origin. We're different. We're all different. We're made that way. But when we become a victim of crossbreeding, it produces the mulattoes, the mixed seed, whose children are misfits in society of either race. They're not accepted. They're stranger. But we're getting in so many now, they're becoming a problem. And the earth is now fixing to have to pay for the things that we've done. Now, you've got my message tonight, part two, Deep Things Hidden. I hope and trust that this has been a blessing to you. And if it has, just write Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 568. I'm giving my old address. 568 is the new address here at the King's Inn. 568, Sweetwater, Tennessee, the zip 37874. Now, if you'd like to call me tonight, call me at 423-351-1082. That's 1082. 351-1082 with an area code of 423-351-1082. You can call me on my cell phone if you'd like. Take it down if you'd like to and talk to me when you can or when you'd like to. I'm always available most of the time. If I can't, I'll call you back. Leave me a message. That's 423-259-0606. We're going to continue. The word Adam means to show blood in the face. Now, I'm going to get into that come Monday. Now, again, let me announce that I'll be going on WWCR tomorrow night. If you'd like information, call me. We'll be going on at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. That's prime time, ladies and gentlemen. I wanted that hour, and I failed to get it. And we were on at 8 o'clock, like we are right now. I don't prefer an 8 o'clock starting time. I like it a little bit earlier. This is the only one that we could get. Brother Mark sponsors it, along with the Tuesday night, which is a late hour. And that's a hard one. If we could ever get a 9 o'clock around the board on WWRB and WWCR, I'd like to get that if I could, but I can't. Right now, through scheduling purposes, it's difficult to balance a schedule that you like. We don't complain. We work where they put us. Praise Yahweh. They hook us up in the hour, and we try to pull that load. And we're on now 6 hours a week. And I don't know where I can do 7 or not, but I have managed to do for years and years and years. I have managed to devote my time live. I don't do no recordings. Haven't yet. Might get to where I have to. It'd be nice if I had to, because there's nothing wrong with recordings. I just like to be fresh and up to the hour, letting the Spirit lead. Praise Yahweh. So, remember, tomorrow night, Sunday night at 9 o'clock, I'll be on WWCR on station or transmitter 1. You'll see that when you go to WWCR, Listen Live, click on Listen Live at 9 o'clock on Station 1 or Transmitter 1. That's what you need. Just go to Transmitter 1. And I don't even remember. It used to be 5070. And I think they've changed the call numbers. I don't know what it is. I'll give it out tomorrow night because I'll get it. And you'll just go up, or you can go to WWCR and tune in tomorrow night on shortwave at 9 o'clock. And we love you and we appreciate you. And we know that Yahweh loves you. Little children, keep yourself unspotted from the world. And notice that Yahweh is coming back. He's taking vengeance on them that know not Yahweh and will not obey His gospel. Remember, it's kind after kind. Keep yourself unspotted from the world, ladies and gentlemen, and let Yahweh bless you.